1988. And see the situation in the world today. War in Ukraine, war-ish in the Middle East. And not just any warishness, but situation that, well, the experts warn could turn nuclear. So it's interesting to follow how you have two sides, I would say. One who just pushes that war. War is peace. If we just, you know, we want peace, this is our peace plan, to make more war and defeat the enemy at any cost. And you know, and the enemy proves to be more powerful than you thought, and you need to escalate. And what remains at a certain point? Well, the nukes. So, but then you have the other side who see the ridiculousness of that, because it means basically say not global suicide, because the leaders who actually push that button, they probably have a place to hide. But it's like global murder, basically, of innocent people. So you find this, and I think and hope more and more, the ethical issues coming up, the, you know, people waking up thinking, what are we doing, you know? What are we fighting for? What is this? World hegemony. Stamping, you know, each other, condemning each other, other countries, other people, because they are different. They are not as fine as we are. And so on. And I would say, you know, we have religion, we have spirituality. And I would say the hope is on that. That the religions can raise above that level also, where they have been showing themselves to be warmongers too, which is ridiculous too, to actually get real and work for understanding and tolerance and so on.